Hello, my name is Shay Ceremican of the Observational and Pragmatic Research Institute and the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. This commentary accompanies our poster, which summarises the results of a collaborative study of a historical cohort that aims to assess the impact of exacerbation burden on lung function trajectory in a broad population of over 100,000 asthma patients in the United Kingdom. So, the background to this study was the observation that asthma patients may experience a significant deterioration in their lung function over time, which can worsen asthma symptoms, lead to poor quality of life, and even chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. The factors contributing to this decline in lung function aren't fully understood. However, it is believed that severe exacerbations, i.e. the kind that require treatment with oral corticosteroids or in a hospital setting, may be a major contributor to decline through an inflammatory process that leads to airway remodelling, where the walls of the airways of asthma patients become permanently thickened and the airways narrower. Nonetheless, the current evidence for the association is mixed and is restricted to a handful of studies, mostly with small sample sizes or in non-representative severe asthma trial participants with short follow-up times. So we aim to examine the relationship between exacerbations and lung function decline using routinely collected primary care electronic health records from a broad range of active asthma patients from across the United Kingdom. And to do this, we use the Quality Controlled Optimum Patient Care Research Database, which contains full longitudinal primary care records for over 700 general practitioner practices in the United Kingdom and covering 10 million plus patients. We found that lung function declined significantly faster in asthma patients who experience exacerbations compared to those who don't. And that's after adjusting for possible alternative causes of decline that may confound the response, as is listed in the poster. And these include age, baseline lung function, gender, smoking status, body mass index, and length of follow-up. So to put this in a more real-life context, patients who have the highest exacerbation burdens, i.e. with two or more annually, will have on average nearly 10% lower percent predicted peak expiratory flow rates after 20 years compared to asthma patients without exacerbations over the same period. And this result is more or less mirrored exactly with using forced expiratory volume in the first second readings, which estimates that an 8% lower predicted FEV over 20 years in frequent exacerbators. So just a brief summary of the methods. Well, in order to keep the sample as broad as possible, we imposed few restrictions on the entry criteria. So in brief, patients had to have active asthma, as evidenced by asthma therapy prescriptions at any point during follow-up. They couldn't have a co-diagnosis of COPD at baseline, though they could be diagnosed with COPD later during follow-up. And they had to have a minimum of 5 years of follow-up and three lung functions readings of the same type. Baseline was the first lung function reading on or after the patient's 18th birthday. And a quick side note, regular asthma lung function recording using peak expiratory flow meters is required for GP practices taking part in the UK's Quality Outcomes Framework, which is a pay-for-performance scheme that assesses quality in the management of key conditions, which means that we had a larger proportion of asthma patients with long-term lung function information using PEF than using FEV1. But we have nonetheless assessed trajectories in two cohorts. And the cohort you see in the poster is based on the 109,182 patients with PEF. But you can use your smartphone to navigate to the extended poster material, which also has the FEV1 results if you can if you see the QR code at the bottom of the poster. So why is this study important? Well, this is the largest study of exacerbation burden and lung function trajectory, and it addresses key evidence gaps in sample size, patient representativeness, duration of follow-up, and analysis methodology. And secondly, we show, hopefully persuasively, that there is a link between exacerbations and lung function decline, which suggests that asthma management options that target exacerbations have the potential to have long-term benefit on lung function and on patient prognosis. So I hope you found the poster and this commentary useful. We'd very much welcome your comments or questions via email to myself or to David Price, the principal investigator. And lastly, this study was funded through a collaboration between AstraZeneca and the International Severe Asthma Registry.